Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. You know, lately I've been trying to work on praying more. It's so funny. I'm not sure if it's a maturity as a believer, but which I don't really think it is. I don't know if it's if you kind of get out of the habit of it, but I just have made myself prayed more in the morning specifically, just so I can start to kind of knock the day out the right way. It's amazing how many anxious thoughts you have in the morning. And you're not to be anxious for one thing, but by all things, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God, which will fortify your mind or guard your mind from itself. Praying is a big deal, but you always pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll see God will always come through. This morning I was reading in Proverbs chapter 3. And again, I love Proverbs. There's just little nuggets of information. And if you want to heed the advice of God, choose a verse and stick to it. Believe on it. Have a firm conviction in it. Chapter 3, verse 1 of Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. There's two things in here. The first thing is to not forget the laws. Now, there is a new law. It's the new commandment to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. Those are the two new commandments that we have as believers because we are in the administration of Christ Jesus. I think that's in 1 John. If you do that, you'll have length of days, you'll have long life, you'll have peace. These are the three things that will be added unto you by just believing in the name of his son and loving one another. The second part of this is let not mercy, which is that active compassion and truth, forsake thee. I was watching something the other day with Cat Williams. He talks about if you want to change your life, start telling the truth in every situation and don't be afraid to do it. It's letting go of the little lies, the little white lies. It's being truthful in every single situation and having active compassion for people. If you do that, you'll find good understanding in the sight of God, most importantly, but also in the sight of man. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding or discernment. In all thy ways acknowledge or recognize him, and he shall rightly divide thy path. This is one of those verses that my parents specifically said to us constantly. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own discernment, thine own understanding. You go to God and you pray for it. You ask God to show you his understanding. And also when you read the word, I mean, there's so many places in here that talk about, let's say, working. If the world tells you not to work and God tells you to work, you follow what God says. Lean not unto thine own discernment. It's God's discernment. That's why this is so wonderful. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, it shows you the way of life. There is nothing better than to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. That's not my saying. That's God's saying. That's God's discernment. The world will tell you differently. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes and fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and moistening to thy bones. We are to have reverential awe of God. And if you shun and you depart from evil, you're going to feel better in life. I think it talks about how stress is like the number one killer. The number one killer is the number one thing that causes disease and sickness. When you trust in God, you don't have as much stress. Therefore, you're not as sick. There's so many things in a word that he's there for us all the time, all the time. I want to finish up with this verse. If you go to verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy new presses or thy presses shall burst out or overflow with new wine. It is a godly principle to tithe, to give 10% of your earnings. What will happen is you will start to feel the increase of God, and that increase is relentless. You will constantly be full. You'll see. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Before the wind, also younger than the sun. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. Again, I pray for everything that's going on, that we rightly, that you just rightly direct our paths concerning everything with work and how to handle everything. I pray for and thank you for the relief that you've given me. I pray for those that are working on our projects right now, that they do a great job and that it's just blessed, and the people that receive this product are thankful for it. And again, I thank you for a great day. I am constantly praying for my golf game, that you help me with that, Father. And I just pray for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them and you bless them today, and just give them a hedge of protection. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.